What's up, my love, and welcome to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about what it means to be modest. Now, I want to start off talking about what the Bible says about it first. Now, 1 Peter 3:3 says, "Your beauty should not come from your outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle, quiet spirit, which is a great worth in God's sight." So basically, God wants us to be modest. He wants us to be gentle and quiet. How many of you know that we win our spouses over with our gentle and quiet spirit? And that's of great worth in God's sight. So when we're talking about being modest, it means, you know, being humble in spirit, you know, just quiet. You're not harsh with your words. You don't cause your brothers and sisters to stumble by dressing in an immodest way. You cover up. You know, you don't have your breasts hanging all out and cleavage showing and thighs out and all this craziness. You know, you want to cover up and you want to be respected, so you dress respectful. You're gentle, you're quiet. When you win your spouse is over, everything doesn't have to be, you know, all sparkly and shiny or expensive, to say the least. But get some things on a budget when you go shopping for your apparel. Get some things on a budget and save a coin or two. You know, you don't have to go all extra. You want to look modest in appearance. You know, you want to have that humble, down to earth, you know, look. And just don't be harsh with your words. When you speak to people, you want to be kind and polite. It's very important that we're polite to others. In today's society, it's unheard of for people to just be polite. If you're being genuine and polite, then people may think that you're fake, and it's just not the case for a lot of us. You know, there are some genuinely nice people. It's just that they're far and few in between, and they're not all fake. Some people, you know, want to be loving toward you, and other people will take it as though you're lusting after them, which in fact it could be the exact opposite. And so, I mean, it's all about the attitude that you have. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about, you know, the way you treat others. It all ties into being modest and being humble and gentle and quiet, you know. And what I mean by quiet is, like, you're not catching an attitude with everybody. You're not responding to everything that somebody says to you or does to you, or their inappropriate behaviors toward you. You can be quiet and let them think that they're right, you know, and then when it's all said and done, you can pray for that person who you may have conflict with. You don't always have to let it be known how you feel and your opinions and respond to the negativity. You can actually be positive and revert the situation by keeping your mouth closed. You know, you don't have to always speak up. I mean, there are times when the spirit tells us to speak up. You know, there might be a little nudge in your spirit for you to speak up about a particular time or a particular subject or whatever. But that's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about those times when somebody is popping off at the mouth at you and you can respond and tell them, you know, cuss them out. And instead of doing so, you bite your tongue, you hold back, you don't say those things because you know that no corrupt communication proceeds out of your mouth, except for that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. God won't let you speak to him if you're always being corrupt and saying crazy stuff. So he says that it's of great worth when you're quiet, and it shows that you're modest in your attitude. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.